You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's an African clawed frog? You can often find these very cool critters in pet stores, and the name actually says it all. African clawed frog. African because they're found naturally in Africa. They live in small ponds, streams, and stagnant pools in the lower three quarters of the African continent, south of the Sahara Desert. Now, because they live in water, the term biologists use is aquatic. They live, breed, and lay eggs in water. The next part of the name is clawed. They have enormous webbed feet, hind feet, to help them swim. And on each foot, they have three sharp points that look like claws, which they use to rip food into smaller pieces. In the wild, they eat insects, worms, fish, crustaceans. In fact, they'll eat pretty much any kind of meat, even dead things. Because they're meat eaters, biologists use the term carnivores. Finally, the third part of the name, frog. Yes, they're a frog, which is a type of amphibian. Biologists call frogs anurans, which is spelled A-N-U-R-A-N. The other types of anurans or amphibians besides the frogs would include toads, newts, and salamanders. Those are some of the ones you've probably heard of before. There are quite a few interesting facts about these frogs. First, unlike many other frogs, they don't have a tongue. Frogs use their tongues to catch food, just like what you would see in the cartoons or comics. Well, since African clawed frogs don't have a tongue, they use their small, unwebbed front feet to push food into their mouths. Males and females are quite different in size. The male is smaller than the female. Another interesting fact, or factoid, is that this kind of frog has been in space. In 1992, some African clawed frogs were on a mission of the Space Shuttle Endeavour to study amphibian reproduction and egg development while in space. Here's an activity to try at home. Well, sort of at home. It's a really good one because it lasts a long time. Have one or a few as pets in your home or your classroom. They make great pets. So you'll have to go to a pet store to get them. And then your choice. Do you want to keep them at home? Do you want to keep them in the classroom? Do you want to keep them in your office at work? First, read as much as you can online or from pet books. Then you can go to your local pet shop. They'll help you get the right aquarium set up and the right kind of frog food. And then you'll have years of fun watching your frog and learning its behaviors, because this kind of frog, African clawed frogs, can live a pretty long time. Well, we've just learned a little bit about African clawed frogs. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.